Welcome to another message from Discover the Word Missionary Baptist Church. Our little church, we do these recordings here in our little auditorium and send them out all over the world. We hope that we're blessing your hearts with these things. We're studying Bible readings right now, the Book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, from the original language. We're in class number 381. We're going to talk about the Anastasia, the resurrection. Let's start here with our reading in the Amplified Bible. We're going to read from about 18 through 27 here. Teacher, Moses wrote for us a law that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but leaves no child, his brother is to marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Deuteronomy 25 and verse 5. Now, let's go back. It's more than this. The cross-reference to this is Matthew 22 and 23 through 33 and Luke 20, 27 through 38. In the synoptics. But the people that are asking him this question are Sadducees. I heard an old preacher one time said, you know what, these Sadducees, the reason why they're Sadducees is because they don't believe in angels nor the afterlife, and they're sad, you see. Well, the Sadducees, they didn't believe in angels. They didn't believe in the afterlife. They didn't really believe in God. They are what we might call theistic atheists, if you can call them that. Theistic atheists. There were seven brothers. The first one took a wife and died, leaving no children. The second brother married her and died, leaving no children. And the third likewise. So all seven married her and died and left no children. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, whose wife shall she be? For all seven brothers were married to her. Now remember, the Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection. This is a joke to them. This is a common joke to them. A common joke. This was something that Jesus had heard talk from the side that was going along, and they were like, ha, 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 ha. This is a joke. And they're bringing this joke to Jesus. Except Jesus is going to turn the joke on them. Jesus said to them, is this not why you were wrong? Because you know neither the Scriptures, that is, this resurrection, nor the power of God who is able to raise the dead. You don't know this. You people don't know this. For when they rise from the dead, they do neither marry nor give in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. Now, I've heard say this. In Genesis 6 chapter, they say angels don't marry because the angels in heaven don't marry. The angels in heaven, but we're not talking about the angels in heaven in Genesis 6 and 1. We're talking about the rebel angels that forsook their estates. And as you go through 6 and 1 on down through there, you find out what happened. For when they rise from the dead, they do not marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But concerning the raising of the dead, have you not read in the book of Moses, in a passage about burning bush, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and of the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, Exodus 3, 2 through 6. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, and you are greatly mistaken. And you are deceiving yourselves. You're deceiving yourselves. They're making a joke at him. They're using a common joke to bring and ask the question. The people that don't believe in the resurrection, that don't believe in angels, that don't really believe in a real God, what we might call theistic theistic evolutionist, theistic atheist. Problem verse 18 now from the original language. And they came, the Sadducees. And again, the Sadducees are those that don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in angels. They don't believe in afterlife. They don't believe in miracles. They don't believe in anything. They don't believe in anything supernatural at all. And they came, third person plural, present, indicative, middle voice, for themselves. They, by their own volition, they came toward him, pros, page 346, preposition. Toward him, that's accusative, singular, masculine, third person pronoun, not altone there. And then ones who, and then they say, third person plural, present, indicative, active, from Lego. And they say, resurrection not. They say no resurrection. No standing again. No anastasia. No resurrection to be. And that little conjunction there, page 208. Again, that ties one sentence to another. And then it was epeiroton. They kept on interrogating him. Third person plural, imperfect, indicative, active, from epi and eroto. They kept on interrogating him. That word him there, alton, that's third person, or third person singular, accusative singular masculine, third person pronoun, saying. Now they keep on saying this is legontes, that's nominative plural masculine, present participle elected. They just kept on saying this over and over and over again, and laughing under their breath all the time. Didaskale, teacher, that's in the vocative singular masculine. Teacher. Moshe. Moses there. Moses means to rescue, to draw out. Moses, he wrote. They're reading the Bible, but they're reading the Bible with their glasses on, with their prescription glasses on. So they don't want to see anything except what they want to believe. Moses, he wrote, third person singular, first aorist, indicative active. That comes from grapho. To us, now they're including themselves in this Moses, that little conjunction, if, third class conditional, particle, the particle determined, unconditioned, or unfulfilled, but with prospect determination, if anyone, tenos, a brother, Adelphos, that means one from the same womb, by the way. Adelphos comes from Adelphi. From some same womb, Adelphos and Adelphi, that is a masculine, feminine, brother and sister, from the same womb. And then it says here, he shall die, or he may die. He may die, third person singular, second aorist, subjunctive, active. He may die. And then the word conjunction, and then they tie another sentence here again. And he may leave behind. He may leave behind. That comes from kata and lepe. Kata and lepo. He may leave behind a woman, a gynaeke. A gynaeke. A gynaeke. Now, if you pronounce Greek wrong, it's gynaeke. But that ypsilon there is not an upsilon. It is a Y sound. Gynaeke. A gynecologist is not a gynaeke. A gynecologist is a gynecologist, by the way. A woman and may and not. By this way, this in the Greek, it's capitalized. All this is capitalized because of quotations from the Old Testament. And not. Conjunction there, page 208, and a little particle of negation, 268. He may leave. He may leave. child none, a technon, and not he may leave a child, a technon. Accusative singular, neuter, a child. 19b now, hina lebe ho adelphos, autu tain geneka kai eze anastaseta. Sperma to adelpho autu. All of this is capitalized in Greek. In order that he may take the brother of him, the woman. And may take the woman. The woman is like property here. But the woman that her brother, that they're all her brothers married in the Bible now, them, this is a joke to them. This is nothing but a joke. Because they don't believe in this. They don't believe in the resurrection. This is a common joke. And of him, the brother, or the wife, the brothers here, he has the wife, accusative singular feminine, definite article, accusative singular feminine, noun there, and conjunction, he may stand up seed, and not he may stand up seed, and so his brother is going to take the woman, and he's going to stand up seed through her, the sperma, to the brother, for the brother of him. That's dative singular masculine, definite article, and dative singular masculine brother. For the brother of him. Thou told that, genitive singular masculine third person pronoun, that is the brother belonging to him. Now verse number 20. Hepta, adelphoi, eson, kai ho protos, elabane, geneka, kai apothenescon, uk afeken sperma. And then we have a numeral 7 there, hepta, 7. 7 brothers. That's nominative, plural, masculine. 7 brothers they were. They kept on being. Third person plural, imperfect, indicative, active. They kept on being. That comes from Amy. 7 brothers are kept on being. And the first, ho protos. And the first, that's nominative, singular, masculine. Both of them. He received Elabane. He received or took possession of her. And he took third person, second, secondary, indicative, active from Lambano. That means to receive. And he took or received the woman, Geneka. And now he's going to die. Nominative, singular, masculine, present, participle, active, dying, not he left seed. The brother dying, not he left seed. He's dead. He's going to stay dead. Meals, in Hebrew, meals, he died and stayed dead. This man's going to die and stay dead now. Verse number 21, Kai ho deuteros elabane aute kai apethanin me kara lepon sperma kai ho tritos hisatos. And the second brother. Now, here we have kai ho deuteros, and then we have to put in there the second brother, adelphos, because adelphos is understood there. The second brother, that's a practical substantive there, he took, or he received, third person singular, second aorist, indicative, active, from Lamano, he received her as an inheritance. Now, he's supposed to raise up seed to her. And her, and he died. Third person, second, second aorist, indicative, active, apothenesco, meals in Hebrew. And he died and stayed dead. And not having left, nominative singular masculine, second aorist, participle active, not living left, seed, sperma, seed, and the third likewise. Kai ho tritos hosiatos, likewise. Now we go over to number 22. Kai, Ho, Hepta, Uk, Aphakon, Sperma, Eskaton, Ponton, Kai, He, Ginae, Aphethanae. And that word little conjunction again there now. And the seven. And the one seven. And the ones seven. Not. Little adverb of negation. Not. They left. Not they left seed. Now, what is the word talking about? We get our word sperm or sperma from the Greek word sperma. Now, the idea here is that a man is to marry a woman. And he has to leave a child behind, basically a child that produces sperm. That is the heir, the one that produces sperm, the firstborn child, the one that produces sperm. And then he impregnates the woman, and then he leaves seed to the firstborn man, the one that produces sperm. So all the way down through here like this, they said they're going to keep the tribes of Israel together. They're going to continue to exist. And the seven, not, they left sperm, seed, last of all, and the woman, hey, gene, and that's nominative singular feminine, definite article, and nominative singular feminine, and not the woman, she died. She died. And then it was ente anastase, and then it, and hoton anatosin, euthene, salton, este, gene, hoi, gar, hepta, eskon, altain, geneka. And then it says, end the standing up. That little preposition, page 137. Locative, singular, feminine. End the resurrection. Of who? Tinos. Of them. That's genitive, plural, masculine, third person pronoun. Of them. It shall be, or it shall be for itself, wife. She shall be for herself, wife. The ones, four, seven, they had. Third person plural, second aorist, indicative, active. They had her. All of them had her. Accusative, singular, feminine, third person pronoun. They all had her to wife, Geneka. Geneka. They all had her to wife. And standing up, when? In the resurrection, who? And then verse number 24. Ephe, autois ho Jesus, u dia tuto, planeste, me, edontes, tas, graphsas, mede, tain, dinamen, tu, theu. And he said, and Jesus said to them, the one Jesus, he said to them, not, adverb of negation, not through this or because of this ye are led astray. Because of your theology, you are led astray. Because of your theology leads you astray. Planeste. It's like a planet out of orbit, crashing. Your theology is going to lead you to crashing and burning. Second person plural, present indicative passive. You're led astray, not having known the Scripture. You don't know the Bible. You don't know the writings. You don't know the Bible. Tas grapsos. Neither, mayday, a little correlative, neither the power, tain dinamen, the power belonging to God. You don't know the Scriptures, and you don't know the power belonging to God, because they had no personal relationship with a powerful God. And that powerful God will touch your soul to the top of your head, to the bottom of your feet. It will change you. He will do things miraculously in your life. That's all. When God, when you experience God, you experience something.
Yeah.
Verse number 25. Hotan gar ek nekron, anastusen, uthe gamusen, uthe gamizonte, all esen hos angeloi. And the word angeloi is not really in the original language. It's some manuscripts, some of them it isn't. En tois uranois. Hotan, a little adverb there. When, an adverb of time, for when, out of the dead ones. Ek nekron. That's ablative, plural, masculine. Out of the dead ones, they stand up, neither, they stand up, third person plural, second aorist, subjunctive, active, anywhere they may stand up. Neither they marry, third person plural, present indicative active, they marry and they keep on marrying, nor, neither, are they given in marriage. But, strong adversative conjunction, page 15, they are as ones in the heavens. It doesn't really say angels there. Some of the later manuscripts say angels or messengers, angeloi, but it's in parenthesis. As ones in the heavens. As one in the ones in the heavens. Peri, number 26, peri de ton necron hote, egeronte, uk, ana note, ente biblo, mosios, epi tu, batu, pos, epain. Auto ho theos legon, ego ho theos abram, kai theos ishak, kai theos Yekabu. And we'll go ahead and read that. Uk, Esten, Theos, Necron, Ala, Zonton, Polu, Planeste. Verse number 26. Peri, concerning, little preposition, weak adversative conjunction, moreover concerning, of the ones dead, or out of the ones dead. Ones dead, the dead ones, because they rise not. You read, that word ana note, second person plural, second aorist, indicative active, ye up know, that's what read is, not know in the book. Ente, biblo, another preposition there, in the book. Locative, singular, masculine, in the book. Of Moses, belonging to Moses. Upon the bush, epi there, little preposition. Upon the bush, the baton. How? He said, God told him and said to him, auto, native singular masculine, third person pronoun, the God, the one God, saying, ego ho theos abram, I am the God of Abraham. And God of Isaac. And God of Jacob. Not, uk, not, esten, not, he is a God of dead ones. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are living today in heaven with God. They're there, they know. They may not be resurrected yet. but they are there with God, and they know, and they are still living. They're eternal. And He is the God of dead ones, not God of dead ones. Little adverb of negation there. Page 294. But, strong adversative conjunction. Page 15. But of living ones, much ye are led astray. Ye are much led astray by your doctrine. You are much led astray. How many people believe that there is no heaven and no hell today? How many people like the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, the Seventh-day Adventists don't believe in an eternal hell? There is an eternal hell and there is an eternal heaven. Hell is to be shunned and heaven is to be gained by the merits of Jesus Christ. Yes, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees were strange bedfellows in their zealous attempt to destroy the King of heaven, the Messiah, HaMashiach, Israel, the Messiah of Israel. Not only is He the Messiah of Israel, He's our Messiah. He's our anointed one. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus Christ came to die on the cross of Calvary to pay our debt of sin that we might have life eternal. Our Father, we send this message out for your honor and glory. Please use it wherever it goes. You are the God of the living, not the dead. Please use this message to bring sinners to you and bring those that believe to a more complete knowledge, how that they can tell others about you, that eternal gift and the homostasia of the resurrection that we look forward to one day. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.